The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Making radio history today for 550 K-Fire at Bismarck Mandan, 9:10 a.m. KCJB in Minot, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, and AM 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken. We are rolling along in the Go Bison PetroServe USA Roadshow today, headed for Ames, Iowa, so the NDSU Bison can show Iowa State how to play football. And a whole lot of folks, good friends from up in the Hoople area, and Grafton and Grand Forks, we've got on the bus today with us, TJ Hall, who I'm going to give producer credentials to today. My brother Chris is normally my producer, and he's gone, but TJ has been keeping me straight. For one, I called Dave Berg of American Crystal, Dave Crystal, and he caught that. And Dave, by the way, is going to join us to talk about the sugar beet harvest in a little bit. And then I said we were going to make a stop at PetroServe USA in Grand Forks, where there isn't even a PetroServe USA, but we're actually going to stop in Fargo at I-29 in Maine, and we're going to top off the bus with some of that great fuel that connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and one of our fine sponsors in PetroServe USA. So thanks for that, TJ. And thanks to the Swansons, the Burnoffs, and all the Halls that are having us today on the program. On the bus, I'm literally down the road. I don't know, are we to Grandin? We're past Grandin. I don't think we're to Harwood yet, but we're rolling down the highway. So we're going to pull into the PetroServe at Main and I-29 in 20 minutes or so. Head over to Valley Imports, where Steve Hallstrom's picking up a new set of wheels from our friends at Valley Imports, and Steve's going to follow the bus, and we're heading to Iowa. And by the way, the NDSU Alumni Association has got a marvelous lineup ready to go down there tonight, a big bison party. Like 900 people pre-registered for the thing. There'll be over 1,000 folks there. Saturday, they have a pregame party at 8 a.m. There's a bison fan parking available around the location. At 10:15, they do something called the fan walk tomorrow, where the bison fans gather at the pregame party location to stampede to Jack Tri Stadium with Thunder, the Yell Leaders, President Bresciani. This is going to be a great time. And to get to the stadium from the location, you just walk through the Cyclone Booster tailgate lot, where there could be some trash talking going on there if you want to join that fun. So anyway, it's going to be a great time down there, and we're looking forward to it. And we want to thank the folks that have helped us out here, including Ryan Burnoff, who joins us now. Before we get back to the phones at 800-228-0550, Christy East of Williston wants to talk about that goofball Andy from Iowa's comments that we played the last hour. And Christy, we're going to give you a chance to do that and compete for our Caller of the Day contest this hour. The Caller of the Day gets a Medora 4-pack. We got some news out of Medora today, and we can't tell you now, but hang on. Before the end of the program, big news out of Medora, and we have 4 musical tickets for the 50th anniversary music. 800-228-0550. So Ryan Burnoff, one of the folks that is the owners of the bus with the Halls and the Swansons here. And Ryan, it's nice to see you.
Good to see you, Scott. Welcome aboard.
How was it we picked you up at the Big Sioux truck stop in Grand Forks? I didn't get that.
You know, I live in Grand Forks, actually.
Okay.
I'm up in northeastern North Dakota, where the rest of these guys farm, but I live in Grand Forks. So they're kind enough to stop in the big city and pick me up on our numerous journeys.
Now, but at the Big Sioux truck stop, I think you'd pick a different spot. I don't know. I mean,
I kind of skipped over that Big Sioux part.
You did, didn't you?
I was
focusing
on the Grand Forks side of things.
On purpose,
here.
Yeah. What do you grow, Ryan?
We grow corn, wheat, soybeans, canola, sugar beets.
You grow better corn than they do in Iowa?
We do our darndest.
Yeah. How's the corn looking, by the way?
It's coming. It's a little bit delayed relative to, you know, we need a little bit of help from Mother Nature to push things along, but if we get that on our side, we should be all right.
I get the sense that row crops all look pretty good, do they?
They do, yeah. It's we've had a lot of moisture to carry us through the dry spell that we ran into, but I think we had a nice rain here the last week, which should carry us through the rest of harvest. We just need a little bit of heat and sunshine, and things should hopefully turn out all right.
Did you say you have some wheat, too?
Yep, we do.
How's that looking? I know some folks got some heavy-duty rains. I saw a lot of wheat laying flat when I was out west earlier. How are you looking?
We're doing all right. We started combining yesterday, and we're satisfied with the results. So a couple more days, we should have the wheat harvest wrapped up, and onward to the row crops thereafter.
Sounds good. Nice to talk to you, Ryan.
You too, Scott.
Neil, rather. Ryan,
brother.
Your brother. Yep. Right. We're going to get Neil on here a little bit because Neil has a good idea about how teams like NDSU and UND could play each other without costing each other anything.
There we go.
I like that idea.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it very much. All right. We're going to get back to the phones here. Christy East of Williston listening on 9:10 a.m. KCGB in Minot. Christy, I think you heard Andy from Iowa and said the same thing Todd and I did. Are you kidding me, right?
You know, the guy is worse than an idiot. He's a fidiot. And a testimony that you just can't fix stupid. Sometimes you can put duct tape over it, but you can't fix it. And there,
oh,
I want
no
those
kidding.
Tickets to the Nadora musical.
Well, the city at line has you in contention, Christy, okay? So Sven Snerdley is going to take your information so we can get a hold of the crew out of Medora if you win a little later on. Just hang on a moment, and we'll put you in the mix. You're in the mix, though, for call of the day. I love that city. All right, Lewis and Carpio listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind today, Lewis?
Well, that Andy guy, he did what he wanted to do. He stirred you up. But, you know, while you're down there in Iowa, and you're going to go out and have some liquid refreshments, right?
Well, I got a water in front of me now, but they keep telling me on the bus it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and I don't know what that means exactly, but I got water now.
Well, if you stop at an establishment, go through the parking lot. If there's a little bit of dust or dirt on the pickups, after the 4X4, put an equal sign in 16 and then sit by a window and watch them scratch their heads trying to figure out what it means.
All right, that was even a little fast for me. But one more time, we're going to do the dust.
4X4 equals 16. Describe.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I
could
sit there watching
me
scratch your heads figuring out what it is.
Exactly right. Yeah, I got it. I didn't know how that connected to the liquid of choice, though. I was worried you were going to relieve yourself somewhere, and was where I thought you were going, Lewis, with that. But I'm glad you kept it
in the
right
board
for us. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'll be honest, that's not original. I used to live in Nebraska, and there was a couple DJs out of Omaha were joking about that. Oh, it's been 15, 20 years ago that they'd done that in the parking lot.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'll admit it's not an original, but
it's good stuff. It's good stuff. I appreciate you. Appreciate you very much, Lewis. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550 with other calls. Welcome today. 701-258-0550. We'll also take your emails, by the way, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, in addition to our hosts here on the Bison Bus, we also want to thank our sponsors. As I mentioned, the Go Bison Roadshow brought to you by PetroServ USA. Harley-Davidson of Fargo, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, one of our fine sponsors for the legislature today. Show last year, and they took us to D.C. We really appreciate the good leadership of the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. South Park Lounge and Teddy's Residential Suites. They're now in Newtown. They're in Watford City. It's the best ribs. They just won the big Rib Fest Award, best ribs in the West at the South Park Lounge. And if you're in Watford on Wednesday nights, you got to do the ribs. And, of course, Choice Financial as well, and Heedalls, who bring you our special edition of the broadcast today, along with our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They're our regular Friday sponsor, actually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, part of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And they just wrapped up an incredible tour with legislators out west, and it was really fun to be part of that. Ron Ness had about 45, 50 legislators in a bus, just like we're in a bus right now. And I think Ron might be down in Ames as well. He's a good Bison fan and Bison alum, but Ron was telling me that really it was an amazing experience for a lot of these legislators who had been out in oil country for the first time in a long time and really get a sense of what's going on. But you can't have 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and with everything in our national headlines these days about ISIS and Russia and all related to oil politics, and not see the value of our homegrown energy right here with the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the oil and gas. It is all about national security. If you want to find out more about it, school yourself up on it, go to the NorthDakotaOilCan.com website. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com for all the information. We're just about to roll into Fargo now, just a little bit north. So we'll be at the PetroServ USA location on Main and I-29 to fill up and top off the bus for the trip to Iowa. Then we'll go over to Valley Imports. where Steve Alsham is going to have his new wheels, and we're going to put Steve on the bus for a little bit because Steve can give us a little bit on the X's and O's this weekend on the game. And then I want to get Neil Burnoff on here too, because I think he has the best solution to this deal. I mean, the Bison have been a little afraid to play the Sioux. I don't know what the deal is, but you know, they've been negotiating, they've been fencing, they've been for lack of a better term, peddling around, not wanting to play. Now,
hey,
my
hold on,
thought
Scott.
Is a long time
the who?
Well, the UND former Sioux want to play the NDSU Bison, and the Bison, Brashani, Gene Taylor, they're slow walking. So I'm like, what is going on? What are they afraid of? So they finally agree to play, and they say, oh, no, we don't dare play it till 2015 and 2019, and you got to come to our house. Now, part of it makes sense because of what it would cost the Bison to lose, which they probably would to the Sioux. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, too, when we come back. 800-228-0550, Ames, Iowa, or bus. Or bus, on the bus. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
I caught a fish!
Whoa! This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On your mind on an Are You Kidding Me Friday, Sven Snerdley, who have we got in contention on caller of the hour? We got one in contention right now. Is that right?
Yep. So far, we just have the one. We have Christy. She's traveling around, but I think she's staying out west somewhere right now.
Christy's out west, and by the way, Christy coined the phrase "cityit" for that guy in Iowa that was trash-talking all of North Dakota. If you want to still respond to that, there's still time, 800-228-0550. We just pulled into the PetroServe USA location at I-29 and Main Avenue in Fargo. We're going to fill up the bus, and then we're going to continue down the road, you know, hit 94 and head on over to, did I say I-29? It's I-29 and Main Avenue. It's the PetroServe USA location we just pulled into. We'll hit 94 and obviously head down to Iowa. But we have a family four-pack of Medora passes for the musical for our caller of the day. And we have a contestant of one right now. So there's still time for you to get in. So if you want to get in on that, you want to tell me who's going to win the game, that's where we really should go. Just tell me who you think is going to win this game. Is it the NDSU Bison, or will it be the Iowa State Cyclones at about 2 tomorrow afternoon when this thing wraps up? And we'll be broadcasting from the tailgating fund. NDSU Alumni Association have a lot of fun planned. And I am outnumbered on this bus big time, I mean big time, by Bison fans, and that's okay, because we're all Bison fans this weekend when we're taking on Iowa State, for sure. And Neil Burnoff is here, one of the folks that is hosting us. Neil, thanks for doing this, by the way.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for coming aboard, Scott.
You know, you and I were just talking with your brother and TJ here and Roger and a few others. We think we might have figured out how this rivalry between the NDSU Bison and the UND football folks can be reignited. What do you think the best way to do it is?
Well, I think when we were talking, I think the big thing is just not to have any value on it as far as hurting or helping either school. I think treat it almost like an exhibition game where it's good for the state, good for the fans, and it won't hurt your playoff contention.
The NCAA could fetch this. Really, I joke a lot about this, about, you know, the Bison being afraid to play North Dakota and all that. But I mean, really, the Bison have way more to lose right now, right? When you want to get back to Frisco, and you have a limited amount of games, and your points there, they have nothing to gain. And if they give up a game, they're giving up either a big ticket, you know, somewhere down. They put them in a tough position, don't they?
They sure do. And I think the way that I look at it right now is almost like it's an FBS opponent playing an FCS school. You know, I think the big thing is if we go in there and beat an FBS opponent, it can prove our strength of our team. And if we play UND right now and we end up losing, it can end up hurting us in the long run.
Yeah, so here would be a solution. And this, by the way, should be for any school. I mean, if you have a long-standing in-state rivalry like NDSU and UND do, as an example, and there's many of these all across the country, I think the idea on the bus that I love the best is just let them play without any consequences. Let them play without, give them a freebie, if you will, if it's an in-state, and you'll probably have to give the NCAA part of the take, right, because they're all about the money.
That sure seems like how they are nowadays. Yeah, they are all about the money, so I'm sure we'd have to slide some their way.
Yeah, no, I like that idea a lot. I really do. How much fun do you guys have tailgating in this bus?
You can't count it.
You can't. Incredible.
No, yeah, it's good. A lot of good camaraderie here and good folks on the bus and love watching Bison football.
TJ Hall's going to dress a little bit. I guess he's got a great menu lined up, right?
He does. He always takes care of the food, and he's got something figured out for tomorrow morning, so we will we'll be cooking away bright and early and feeding the fans.
All right. Can hardly wait. I'm going to get TJ on a little bit because I want to know what's on the menu. Neil, nice talking to you. Appreciate the hospitality. You guys have been great. Let's go to Joe and Bismarck on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Joe.
Thank you. Neil, nice talking.
All right, Joe, you got to turn the radio down there, bud, and listen on your telephone if you can. And when you call, best once you hear the feed in your phone, just turn your radio down. Otherwise, we're on a little bit of a delay because, believe it or not, people call from Iowa and say bad things every now and then. So we got to have a 7-second delay. 800-228-0550. Joe, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead, sir.
Listen, I'd like to say Iowa used to be a great state, but it was Democratic. We're a little Democratic. The gay marriage came in. It's a blue state. There's a casino in every city. It's an abortion state. They do more abortions there than any state, I think, in the union. They got gay marriage. Other than that, another thing about Iowa, they got a traffic camera on every stoplight. So if you pull up to a stop sign or a stop sign and you just barely don't stop completely, it's an $80 fine in the mail. They got them on all the streetlights. And so if you go 2 miles an hour over the speed limit, there's another $80 ticket. It used to be a nice state, but when it went Democratic, I don't even like the state anymore. They do have good football, Iowa Hawkeyes, and I spent cycles in a good team, so it should be a good match. That's all I have to say. I like your state better. I'm from Iowa. I like North Dakota a lot better. And that's all I have to say to you.
All right, Joe. Well, that's pretty good. And hang in there. I'm going to put you in for the caller of the day as well, since you're a visitor. Every North Dakotan ought to go to Medora, and certainly every visitor as well. So we'll put you in the mix there at least for the tickets. We'll have two of you in for caller of the hour here at 800-228-0550. I will say this about some of the things you mentioned about Iowa that are outside of football. I personally don't believe that North Dakota is blessed to the degree it is by accident. And I think we got a lot of things right in North Dakota. A lot of it has to do with the people and our values and what we stand for. And, that is something I don't think we should underestimate. You can't have the ag success we've had in this state and now the literally world-changing energy success we're having in the state and not have a few things going for you. And I've called it the North Dakota miracle before, and Ed Schaefer, our former governor, always gives me a bad time about that. He said, "Now, come on, Scott, don't call it a miracle. That's for church on Sunday." And, miracles come from God. I said, "Where do you think the oil comes from?" we've got a lot of great ingenuity in this state, and great minds with great growers and great folks that figure out how to do horizontal drilling and fracking and all the different things that happen to get the oil out of the ground, and that's all God-given talent too. So I hear what you're saying. I think we've got it right, and I think somebody keeps score. That's all I'll say. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Who's going to win the game this weekend? I wonder on the bus. It's 15-1. No, actually, we all think. I actually think the Bison are going to win this. I really do, because I think that mainly with the coaching change and obviously losing a lot of extraordinary talent, you've got probably Iowa State sleeping a little bit down there. So I want to know what you think. You tell us. And by the way, all you have to do is vote, and you'll be in the mix for caller of the day. So is it Iowa? Is it Iowa State, or is it the NDSU Bison when they shut the lights off? We won't need lights. It's a day game. Tomorrow down in Ames, Iowa. We'll be broadcasting live, by the way, on K-Fire during the Dale Wetzel Show tomorrow morning. Make sure you tune that in, or if you're AM 1100, the listener on the flag, we'll be broadcasting there as well. Looking forward to it. All right, short break. Dave Berg of American Crystal Sugar for an update on how the sugar beets are looking this year when we continue on What's on Your Mind, plus some news out of Medora and more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Find out where Scott's connection is and sever the cord, because the Cyclones are about to get trampled by Bison. Oh, dear Lord. Did we lose Scott? Really?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you are here. Okay.
Yes, well, we made a little stop at Valley Imports.
Sven Snerdly had said, well, Todd, you're going to have to get on here. So I'm like, oh, so Andy doesn't take it very well because his psych clones are...
Exactly right.
We've got a little bit about Andy's little rant. By the way, we got that posted for you on our Facebook pages for What's in Your Mind Radio, KFYR Radio, and on mine, too.
And here's the deal. We decided we'd come up with a new idea for Andy. What was it again, TJ? We had an idea for this. We were going to do what's bugging.
Oh, we are.
After tomorrow, it's going to be very.
Well, we are kind of losing Scott in time.
We really are.
Morning, Scott. I'm doing great, buddy. How could we be any better with a bunch of solid dudes heading down to Ames, Iowa for a little road trip? Doesn't get much better than this.
Exactly right. Steve and I have been planning this for a while, and we're really looking forward to doing Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow, which will come to you right smack dab in the middle of the Peterson Farm Seeds location, which is going to be a blast, isn't it?
No doubt about it. And Carl and Julie, they know how to throw a party.
Exactly.
No doubt about that.
So we'll be right in the thick of it tomorrow with the program. We're going to chat with Dave Berg of American Crystal Sugar in a moment here, but I just wanted to give you a minute to tell me the X's and O's, since you've covered the Bison as long as you have. Is there a real chance the Bison come out of there with a win tomorrow?
No question about it. I think it's about a 4-7 point NDSU win. I think we're about to see the start of something great with a new era at Bison quarterback, and obviously NDSU's had a great one in Brock Jensen. Before that, Steve Walker. There have been some great quarterbacks. This kid has more God-gifted stuff than either of those guys did. And he is a leader. The guys love him. The coaches rave about him. And they're not pumping him up too much right now because they want to have him show it on the field. But Carson Wentz is going to be the next big thing in 1AA football. We're going to see it starting tomorrow. I look for the game in the trenches. They always say football is won and lost in the trenches. Never more true than this game here. NDSU, 4 new starters on the O-line, a couple new defensive line starters. That's going to be where the game is won and lost. And Iowa State's got some big boys up front. But I think NDSU, with the things that they've done, plus the confidence that they have earned by what they've done the last few years, they feel like this is what we do. We go on the road, we win these kind of games. I think they win by a touchdown tomorrow.
Sounds fantastic. All right. By the way, we want to thank the Swansons, the Halls, the Burnoffs for bringing us in style down there. We'll be tailgating with these folks down there, and it's Ames or bust now, right, buddy?
Love it, man.
All right, Steve Hallstrom, thanks a bunch, and keep listening for more from Steve all weekend long as we cover the Bison and head for Ames, Iowa. Dave Berg of American Crystal Sugar is joining us, and we're going to get back to a few of your calls in a moment. In fact, we have a couple of callers, Richard and Fargo, Brian and Bismarck, that want to weigh in and get in on that contest for the Medora ticket. So we'll be doing that coming up here momentarily as well. But we're with a bunch of growers, a few of them sugar beet growers, and so everybody's interested in how the growing season's coming along. Dave Berg, who heads up American Crystal Sugar, joins us on the program. Dave, how you doing?
I'm fine, but I'd much rather talk about the bison than the crop. It's all right with you.
Yeah! Sorry, I just had to chime in.
Well,
but
take
me where you want with your question, Scott. I understand.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, speaking of... No problem, but first of all, who's going to win this weekend? We are keeping score here, so who do you like in the game this weekend, Dave?
Well, the Bison have a great track record of going out and winning these games. Iowa State has not been a really high-performing team, but... we're new up front. We have a new quarterback, and we certainly know that he has a lot of skills and he has a tremendous amount of upside. But they have a phrase in baseball called second deckitis. So when, a really skilled minor leaguer comes up and they're playing a stadium with a second deck for the first time, it can be a little intimidating. So, he's not going to come out and throw four touches the first game. But I think that they certainly have it in him to win.
All right, well, let's talk about the crop here a little bit. Obviously, everybody's interested, and I got a few growers here, and they're giving me a few reports. But from your perspective, valley-wide, how's this year's crop looking?
Well, better, but still not great. I mean, it was about the worst possible start to the growing season that you could even dial up. It was, as we know, cold all May, late to get in the ground, and then wet all during June, and so wet and cloudy and fairly cool. They just did. They lost a good share of their life. I mean, a beet's going to have a lifespan of 3.5 or 4 months, something like that. Maybe stretch out a little bit in a good growing year. But they lost maybe a month and a half of their lives because they just got such a terrible start. Then the sun came out in July, and it was very nice and very hot, and they showed great growth. They grew out of some of the disease problems that we saw around the valley. Wet soil is worse for disease, so as it dried out, it got better that way. And then it got dry, and then we were kind of concerned about, just losing more growth potential because it was fairly dry. Here lately, we've, of course, had some rain, which is beneficial, but what we're seeing right now is a pretty nice growth in tonnage, but obviously we don't harvest sugar beets because they have tons. We harvest sugar beets because they have sugar, and what's lacking right now is the sugar content in the roots. Partially reflecting the fact that it's a late start to the growing season, they've had a shorter lifespan, and also because they've been sucking up water here that as it's rained lately.
Hey, David, it's Todd Mitchell. Scott's getting reconnected. How's that deal with Mexico coming along?
Well, just this week, on Tuesday this week, the Department of Commerce announced that it was imposing what we believe to be the first round of duties against Mexican sugar because the Mexican sugar industry, according to the findings by the Department of Commerce in Washington, is subsidizing its sugar industry. We think that the evidence was quite clear. The Department of Commerce agreed with that. So this is the first round. There will be more rounds between the Commerce Department and the International Trade Commission about what's done about imports of Mexican sugar. But Tuesday was a big day when those duties were announced, and we believe that there's more evidence that will back up the fact that there should be more duties placed on Mexican sugar. So I'm hopeful that this is on its way to resolution.
And a lot of folks think it's a good framework, but the devil's always in the details, right? You don't sound like you're ready to call this one done yet.
The phrase that I keep telling our board is that until we get into the poultry business, we won't start counting our chickens.
Exactly right. Well, I love that. It'd be impossible for you to know the answer to this question I'm going to ask you, but I'm curious. You've been at this long enough to have a pretty good idea. What do you think price is going to come in at? How are we going to look, given the fact that it's going to be a tough year, obviously, and not what you'd like with the crop? But anything on price you can give us?
You mean for the value of a ton of beets for our growers for next year?
Yeah.
Well, I told our growers during the shop meetings that we conduct in their farm shops during the middle of the summer, and it's probably nothing has changed since then, that the main determinants of the beet payment are the size of the crop. This is not going to be as big as last year's crop. The 2014 won't be as big as 2013. Prices won't be dramatically better. The Mexican problem appears to be getting better. We think we're on a path to having that resolved. But there was an awful lot of excess sugar in the market because of Mexico, so the prices that we've been selling for some months are not pretty. And then finally, the sugar content of the crop, which, as I said, right now does not look great, but I've got my fingers crossed that, you know, this gloom that's over Fargo Moorhead right now in terms of the cloud cover is going to go away, and then we'll have sunshine, which will help develop the sugar content. But it's hard to get really optimistic that we've got a big leap forward ahead of us between 2013 and 14. But the long term, and that's, you know, our growers are shareholders in a cooperative because they believe in the long term of the company. Long term, I think if the Mexican problem is in fact fixed, I think we are on a much better path for 15 and future crops.
And last question, Dave, the labor issues that I know were unbelievably challenging in the rearview mirror, back on track?
We have a great workforce, and I say that. I mean, that is not spin. That's not, you know, PR puffery. We have a great workforce. It's made up of some people who've worked here for many decades. It's made up of some people who've worked here for just a couple of years. But all the groups, the younger and the more experienced workers have blended really well. 1 week from today, we'll start slicing beets, and I'm confident that, I mean, I've seen it now for a couple of years. They're doing a great job. They get along well. They know what they need to do to make this company successful, and they're pitching in to make it happen every day.
Dave, appreciate the time very much joining us in the program, and we'll keep all the growers out there in our prayers for a strong finish here.
Okay, two more words. Go Bison.
I knew it was coming. Dave, American Crystal Sugar. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Good to chat with you. Appreciate the update. Richard in Fargo, what's on your mind, my man?
Hey, I don't mean to rain on the football parade. It's Friday. We're going into a three-day weekend. Are we going to get the at 4:55? Are we going to get the illegal alien bomb from Obama in an executive order, do you think?
Well, you know, Friday, holiday weekend, you can about guarantee some kind of bad news will come out of this administration. It's their M.O. They do it all the time. So I'd take that to the bank, Richard, in some way or shape or form.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. You know, too bad we couldn't stop it, but I just wanted to throw that out there, see what you thought.
Yeah, no, and I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, I really do. Brian and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind? You there, Brian?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind, my man?
I just wanted to put my vote in that the Bison are going to beat Iowa this weekend, or Iowa State this weekend, figure at least by 14.
By 14? That's pretty good.
That would shut Andy up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, our first product. What's going to be bugging Andy is our next segment, actually. Brian, we're going to have Sven Snerdly take your information and get you in the mix for the Medora Family Fun Pack, okay? So just hang on a moment, and we will get that to you. And appreciate, by the way, all the good sponsors of the program today. That includes the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. You know, in these hectic and uncertain times, it is important that you have a financial institution that you can trust. Credit unions in the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly a century, providing them a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banks. In fact, thousands of Dakotans rely on their credit union to make ends meet every single day. Now, credit unions are a little bit different. They return their earnings back to members in the form of better rates or reduced or no fees. And because credit unions are member-owned, member-directed, they can provide members with services they want, not products that are going to generate necessarily a profit for a few investors. Credit unions know their members. Loan decisions are made locally, not by computer models from across the country. So if you're a credit union member, you already know the credit union difference. If you're not a credit union member, go to asmarterchoice.org. That's the website. See which credit union can the advantage of credit union membership. Credit unions helping you afford life. This message brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. That website again, by the way, asmarterchoice.org. asmarterchoice.org. All right. Back from the Go Bison PetroServe USA Roadshow, heading to Ames, Iowa after a short timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Going to be the caller of the day and win that family four-pack for the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical. We're about to find out. 800-228-0550. Last chance to get in on the contest. And do I understand correctly, Justin from Medora is on the phone right now with some breaking news for us. Todd, is that right?
Well, I sure hope so. Do we have Justin?
Are you there?
I'm here, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, great to catch up with you, Justin. Tell me how many folks have come to see the Medora musical so far this year.
Well, Scott, last night was a big night for the Medora musical. About 2 minutes before showtime, We sold our 100,000th ticket for this year's Medora musical. And it was something that we've been working for a long time. And we haven't sold this many tickets in almost a decade for the Medora musical. And I think it's appropriate for our 50th edition.
Well, that is so awesome. And everybody says, it's hard to say this, but it's the best show ever. Here's what I'm fired up about. There's 9 days to go. We might have a new record here, Justin. What do you think?
I think we're going to get close. The top numbers for the Medora musical are right about 110,000. With the attendance last night, we've already topped everybody who came in 2013. And including sales for our 9 remaining shows, we're over that 100,000 mark. It feels great. And I think whether we top an all-time record this year or not, it's going to be one of our top 5 years at the Medora Musical, no doubt.
That's great news. We're going to have you back soon, Justin, hoping to get out there before the end of the season for sure for Bully Pulpit, which goes into October. So get some golf in. And Medora.com, great website. Check it out. Get to the musical. Let's bust a new record. Justin, thanks a bunch. Let's find out who wins the Medora Family 4-Pack for that 50th anniversary Medora musical. Last chance on the predictions. Bison or Iowa State? Brian and Fargo, what do you think?
Hey, Scott, my wife Meryl and I were traveling to Jim and Jackie Schenkbauer, and we're all picking the Bison by about a touchdown.
Bison by a touchdown, all right. Hang in there, Brian. Tim and Mandan, what's your vote on who's going to win this weekend?
Boy, I don't know. I've lived up here since 1978, alumni from Iowa State University. They haven't had much of a football program for quite a few years now, and it's going to be close, but go Bison.
All right, I love that. An Iowa State alum that just picked the Bison to win. Tim and Mandan, you're in the mix for Caller of the Hour. Hang on. Ben Snerdley will get your information. Al and Bismarck listening on K-Fire. What's on your mind?
The Bison by 10.
The Bison by 10. I like that. Bruce in Botno on 550 K-Fire. Bruce, who do you like this weekend?
Bison.
You could be a little more enthused about it, couldn't you, Bruce?
Yeah, come on here. Let's hear it.
Let's go Bison. What do you expect here?
All right. Well, it's kind of a duh. All right. Snarky. Snarky and Williston, who do you like?
Who do I like for what?
The Bison or the Sioux. I'm sorry, the Bison or the Cyclones.
What?
The Bison or the Sioux. Well, I think that Bison will do just fine down there.
Scott can't get that word out of his mouth.
You liked it. I love it. Unbelievable. All right. Anyway, Sven, I'm going to let you do the honors. You draw the winner and let us know who's won here in just a moment. And TJ Hall, one of our many fine hosts here on our Bison Roadshow PetroServe USA trip, has got quite the tailgating plan. What's for dinner down in Iowa?
I tell you what, we typically do a potato bar or chicken wings or sausages, but since it's an 11 a.m. morning game, we're going to be there at 5 or 6, and we're going to have breakfast sandwiches.
Breakfast sandwiches down there.
That's our plan.
All right, and what will be on those breakfast sandwiches?
We're going to do sausage, bacon, eggs, and cheese on a biscuit.
Oh, my gosh, I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. Thanks for having us. It's been a blast today.
Well, it's been great having you, Scott. We've had a great ride so far, and thanks for coming with.
Did you recognize the voice of somebody who just called there?
I'll tell you what, we got to give a shout-out to Snorky. That is Neil Bernoff's father-in-law.
Is that right?
It's fun to have him call in.
He's out of Wilson? Is that right? All right, Snorky. We tried to get him to fire up a little bit. We couldn't quite do it, but yeah. Anyway, hey, well, thanks to all our fine sponsors, PetroServe USA, North Dakota Petroleum Council, Harley-Davidson of Fargo, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, South Park Lounge and Teddy's Residential Suites, Choice Financial and Heedalls. And you know what? Really want to give a shout-out to Heedalls. 100-year-plus of history and 23 auto parts stores, Montana, Minnesota, both Dakotas, and the auto repair industry and individuals with auto parts and accessories. accessories know, Heedalls is the place. Their auto body division has the paint, the body supplies, the equipment for the professional body shops, and they're also a major supplier of professional-grade automotive service equipment from hobbyists to farm shops. Folks are expanding their own repair facilities. You want to set up a shop? See your local Heedalls Auto Plus store. They can really help you out. Dick and his team, we appreciate very much all that great history. Thank you so much, folks. This has been nothing short of a blast. And you know what? It's not even 11 a.m. On Friday here. I mean, the real fun starts 24 hours from right now with kickoff. And in between, there's going to be a whole lot of fun as well. So can I hear Thunderstruck a little louder there? The thunder, the thundering herd are heading for Iowa State. And we're really thankful to Roger and Charlie Hall, TJ Taylor and Jackson Hall, Neil and Ryan Burnoff, Blake, Bart, Sophie and Emily, Alex Swanson as well, for having us aboard their bus. Come find us. TJ, how will they know the bus down in Iowa? Anybody down in Iowa, how do they know your bus?
Look for the bus with all the championship signs in the back. And we got a lot of people, like, almost like crowd pictures on the side, so stop by.
Yeah, you can cut it. It looks like a big fan bus on the side and the championship banner on the back from the three-peat. Will it be four? We'll find out. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. We'll have a special Labor Day edition on Monday, and then we're back Tuesday on What's on Your Mind. God bless you one and all. Listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.